This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Decades after forming, Chapel Hill band Superchunk is sounding as engaged and vital as ever. Maybe enraged is even a better word. The new recording is called What a Time to Be Alive and features some vocal assistance from Stephen Merritt from Magnetic Fields, Katie Crutchfield from Waxahachie, and Skylar Gudaz. But aside from that, the tempos and the roar of guitars are undiminished by time. Singer and guitarist Mac McConn and guitarist Jim Wilbur are here to talk about it ahead of next week's show at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good to be here.
We're listening to the title track, which is probably one of your most overtly political songs. Is it fair to say that the state of the nation has fired you guys up?
Yes, and living in a state like North Carolina, which I feel like has at times been seen as a progressive presence in the South and a state, you know, moving forward, moving away from the North Carolina of Jesse Helms era politically. And I think that that all kind of took a step backwards when the Republicans took over. And the song What a Time to Be Alive is about this desire on the Republicans' part to take us back in time.
I don't think I've ever heard music this pointed and caustic that still feels like fun. Did you want to make sure that if listeners missed the point, they'd still have a good time?
Yeah. I mean, there should be some sort of joy to it. It's, you know, the dark and the light, the yin and the yang, all that. It's all true.
In All For You, you're looking for a fight, even though you declare you're not a violent person. Does it feel like you got pushed a little too far this time?
I mean, time after time, really, over the years. But it is trying to reflect that feeling that I think a lot of people have and certainly had after the last election. I mean, anger is a terrible kind of thing to just have in you all the time about your fellow citizens, but that's kind of the feeling that I had. It's a feeling I still have a lot of the time. Is just, you know, like, you know,
why do I have to, like, deal with, you know, why is this? Why is this part of my life?
Why do I have to suffer for your dumb choices? That's what I feel.
You know, if you were making acoustic folk music or jazz or classical, it wouldn't be weird that you're around for 30 years. But a lot of your contemporaries that were making records when you put your first one out, they're either gone or they've really mellowed out a bit. Why hasn't that happened to you?
I think it's just because we never really had a master plan. You know, we never had unrealistic expectations for anything. We just, as long as it was enjoyable and meaningful, we continue to do it.
In terms of the new record, the sound and the energy of it and the kind of punk rock aspect of it, I think that that is somewhat influenced by the subject matter as well, because it just kind of makes sense. And that's, I just mean that makes sense to us. It's like, it's in your brain when you're, mm-hmm. when you're singing about these kinds of things and you feel this way, this is the kind of music that comes out.
The first time I heard Erasure, I hadn't read the credits, so I didn't know who's got that deep voice in there. and then I read the credits, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's Stephen Merritt. And then Katie's voice sounds beautiful as well. But what prompted you to go, let's get some guest singers in for this record?
Well, you know, Laura and I, who are in the band, also run Merge Records, and so we get to work with so many artists and For me, anytime there's another voice on a song besides my voice, that's an improvement.
Yeah.
Yes. So, so I think we can all, we can all agree about that. But it's,
if you were Perry Como, it would be, you know, a second voice is always good.
That's right.
Yeah.
So being able to get in touch with artists like Katie Crutchfield or Stephen Merritt and having them say yes to being on our record is awesome. And once we had a couple people on the record, then it was fun to think about, well, who else could we get to sing on it and give it more of a community effort kind of feel.
Can you two talk a little bit about the guitars? Because, of course, until I see the live show, I don't know who's playing what.
I'm playing the stuff that is really catchy, and Mac is playing the stuff that's really hard to play.
Is that true?
It really does go back and forth, even within one song.
Is it easy at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't belabor anything, and right. and if it's not easy, we tend not to pursue it.
Black Thread closes the record, and it's a bit of a change of pace with that acoustic guitar intro. Did you feel like listeners might need to catch their breath a little bit
yes.
after those first 10 songs? Because it's pell-mell there for a while.
It is kind of the only breather on the record, and we experimented with different sequences and putting it in the middle, but it just feels like once the album's momentum gets going, putting a slower song in the middle was just, it was always weird sounding, and so putting it at the end just makes the most sense.
Mac McConn and Jim Wilbur are half of Superchunk. They play the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro on April 27th. The new recording is called What a Time to Be Alive, and indeed it is. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear songs from Superchunk over at WUNCmusic.org and at 91.5 HD2.
The problem with letting go, no one to tell you how low is low.
Superchunk will be performing as an acoustic duo at 3 p.m. tomorrow as part of the Record Store Day festivities at All Day Records in Carrboro.
No.